He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is August 27th. Hey, I'll be glad when August is over. It's been a rough August here in the market, but it seems to be getting better. Wow, what a huge rally yesterday. It started taking off about 3 o'clock Eastern time, noon West Coast time. I sent out a tweet. I said, I'm glad I don't have anything short here because the shorts are going to get crushed here in the next hour. And it built steam between from the time it took off until the time it closed. And we're getting a little bit of follow-through here today. Maybe, just maybe, this correction is behind us. I can't wait to get rid of it and wave goodbye. Kind of like relatives visiting for the summer, you know, coming out to San Diego to see Uncle Bill or something. Goodbye. Have fun. Nice trip home. The S&P 500 is up 20 points right now. What was it up yesterday? Like 60? Unbelievable. These are unbelievable times we live in. The S&P is at 1,960, and just like that, we're closing in on 2,000 again. The Dow is up 143, 16,428, moving back towards 17,000 again. What a difference a couple of days will make, huh? The NASDAQ is up 49, that's a percent. 4,746, moving back towards 5,000. Crude oil, still under 40. That bothers me. 39.96, and I'm sure it bothers Houston, and I'm sure it bothers Dallas, too. Doesn't seem to bother the Saudis, does it? Gold is down 0.5% at 11.18. The euro is at 1.1258. And the 10-year yield, surprisingly, is at 2.20 with all this fear gripping the world. Why in the world are interest rates headed up? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I said earlier in the week, in fact, well, let's go back to last Friday. For the sixth year and 20th week, I said the bull market is still intact. Now, it may just barely be intact, but it's still intact. And I continue to hang my hat on the fact that S&P earnings are looking for a double-digit increase next year versus this year. And that ought to lead to a higher stock market. But in the interim, the sentiment on the market, which is the other half of the market, there's valuation and then there's this sentiment relative strength phenomenon. The relative strength and the sentiment weakened considerably, shook a lot of people out. I got to believe a lot of shorts got shaken out yesterday in the 600-point last hour of the day rally. But I said last Friday once again that the bull market is still intact. Earlier this week, I stated with gusto that the worst thing you can do is to call up and sell everything. Unless you just own one thing, I guess. But if you own a portfolio of stocks or of mutual funds, the worst thing, amateur hour, is to call up and sell everything. I went on to say that you have to go through each and every one of your holdings individually. You can't paint the whole kettle black, can you? You got to go through each and every one. And yesterday I went through some stock names and some mutual fund names that don't look very good right now. They gave sell signals a long time ago. I went through some that are giving warning signals right now, and I went through several that still have nice hold signals. They're holding up just fine. And I said there was 55 best stocks now still in the market, which is a very low number. Usually we have about 300, but it goes to show you that no matter how sour the market is, they're still, on a relative basis, best stocks now. In fact, you know, I've just downloaded all my rankings, And in the second quarter of the show, I'll let you know how many best stocks now there are today. There were 55 yesterday. I also said that the ETF SPY, SPY, which represents the S&P 500, gave a sell signal yesterday. But I also said, you know what, I think this may just be a one-off, a temporary blip. And I see with the big move in the market yesterday, it's moved back to a weak hold. The S&P 500 right now is a weak hold. And again, the worst thing that you could possibly do is to call up and sell everything. That's amateur hour. And I don't believe it's time yet to have any inverse positions on the market. I do not have any inverse positions on the market. The only inverse positions that I continue to get buy signals on and very high best stocks now rankings on are like double short oil. I'd be afraid to double short oil here. Double short commodities, things like that, kind of unusual, odd, one-off type of things that I don't really go for. Today I have, by the way, I have 81 best stocks now today. I had 55 yesterday. So welcome to 26 new stocks that joined the best stocks now ranks. There's one, Google. Well, it's been a best stock now, but it kind of slipped down into that hold area. Now it's back on the best stock now list, and I would put it on my buy list, and it is one that I already own. I have no short positions, no inverse positions. I have about 40% cash, which I've been deploying surgically. I bought a few more yesterday, and for my push notification subscribers, the minute I buy something or sell something, I send out a push notification and let them know what I did. Why are interest rates moving up? Why are interest rates at 2.20 with all this fear gripping the globe? There can only be one answer. China has to be selling treasuries. China's been doing everything they can do to prop up their sick stock market right now. And I gotta believe that some of that money that they're using to prop up their stock market could be from the sale of treasuries. Because on one of the worst days in the market, interest rates went up once again. We're back up to 2.20, which is very unusual in such a market that is gripped with such fear right now. And I can only say that the only reason I can think why interest rates are heading up and bond market is heading down is there's a big seller out there. And I think you know who's the biggest holder of our debt, U.S. debt. It's China. So anyways, that's my thought on why interest rates all of a sudden are back to 2.20. There is no safe harbor, not even the bond market, because interest rates have been rising. Fed rate hike, is it going to happen this year? I highly doubt it. With all the problems that we've had globally, which is, you know, spread to our markets, it hasn't hit our earnings yet. In fact, listen to this. This most recent quarter, which is all done and in the books now, we had earnings, corporate profits were up 1.3% versus this same quarter last year. Well, the first quarter of this year, we had a negative print, didn't we? It was down 7.9%. We thought we were going to have two negative quarters in a row, but we actually came in positive, which lends credence to my thesis that earnings are going to rebound. Earnings growth is going to rebound in the second half of the year. I was exactly right, because the earnings came in 1.3% better than the last quarter. And guess what? This quarter that we're now in, Q3, we're looking for 3% growth. That is the average estimate out there right now. So the earnings situation is going exactly as I predicted, that the second half of the year we would start to see earnings growth again. Now, you wouldn't know it by watching the market. That's why there's been this disconnect between actual fundamentals of the market, which are quite good right now, and I'm not the only person saying that. Abby Joseph Cohen said the same thing a week and a half ago, and I've seen others reiterate their position that the fundamentals on the market remain good. Prospects for earnings next year remain quite robust. We should see a good gain. And so we've got a market right now that's trading at about 14.5 times forward earnings when the long-term average is more in the 16 area. I'm maintaining my 22.35 target price on the S&P 500. Therefore, any steep dips in the market, I continue to see as buying opportunities. But it depends upon the stock. Just like I said yesterday, go through every stock or mutual fund you own. Analyze them. The same goes on the buy side. We have 81, 88 best stocks now today. Let's see if we can identify a couple here and talk about them. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, yesterday we went through all couple of list of stocks. We went through some mutual funds that just look horrible right now. I mean, at some point in time, they are going to find a bottom. And they're going to start working their way higher. There was a lot of natural resource mutual funds. Of course, they gave sell signals a long time ago. And of course, the energy, the emerging markets, which continue to be horrible places to be. But there will come a time when even they turn around. You didn't think this current market was ever going to turn around again. You know, sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you can't see any light, any sunshine, any light at the end of the tunnel, but there always is. And yesterday, you know, you saw the great big move up 600 points and follow through today, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. And we could go back and test those lows again, which would be a very highly likely scenario. So brace yourself. But I still don't see this as being the big one that's going to bring the bull market, which has been going on for 6 years and 20 months, to an end. Remember, China is a small part, really, of our economy, the business that we do with China. Now, not every company. There's a lot of companies that do quite a bit of business with China. More than 25, 30% of their business is done with China. Those are the ones to avoid. The exporters in particular, a lot of the commodity exporters, are people that sell goods into China wanting a piece of that Chinese market. That's been the wrong side of the street. On the other hand, there's companies that are benefiting from what's going on in China because they have devalued their yuan, making their prices cheaper. We're getting things from China now cheaper than before. But it's hurting our companies here in America. That's the bottom line. So, once again, I just don't see that this is the end to the bull market. And again, I hang my hat. I'm sticking to my story that right now I have earnings estimates next year on the S&P 500 of about $131.50. I'll be updating my numbers after the close of the market today. See where we're at. There was a lot of sentiment damage done to the market, and there was a lot of technical damage done to the market, but has there been any fundamental damage done to the market? I don't know. We'll see. I have a hunch, no, but we'll see. Anyways, we'll take a look once again at earnings estimates for this year, which continue to hang around the 118, 119 area. This compares with 117 last year, which means at least we're going to continue to see growth in the S&P 500 unless something happens between now and the end of the year. And next year we're looking for 131.50. That's kind of the consensus estimate out there. But I will be updating all 500 stocks in the S&P 500. And we'll see where we're at right now on earnings for next year. So if you take today's price on the S&P 500, which is what, 1970, something like that, 1970, divided by 131.50, we have a forward P/E ratio of 14.9 right now, almost 15 on next year's earnings, which is still reasonable. Now, the market, obviously, over the last couple of weeks, has been saying, we don't think there's going to be 131.50 in earnings, and that's why it's been selling off. That's what makes a market. People disagree with each other. But my numbers still show that until further notice. One stock that I'm really proud of here, man, it is held in like a champion. This is a good example of why you don't be an amateur and call up and say sell everything. Because a lot of stocks have really done well during all of this turmoil. One is Constellation Brands out of Victor, New York. And I can see why they've done well. They produce and distribute wines and spirits. I'm sure there's been a lot of imbibing here the last couple of weeks. Their sales are probably going through the roof right now with all this turmoil in the market. I'm not helping them out at all. I go home and drink Diet IBC root beer in a brown bottle. Man, I love that stuff. Or ginger beer. I like ginger beer these days. I'm not an alcoholic imbiber. I'm a teetotaler. Got to keep a clear head in this market. Constellation Brands, however, a lot of my listeners and people around the world helping me out with this one because it continues to sizzle as a publicly traded stock. Constellation Brands is now a $25 billion company. The last time we featured Constellation Brands, we went through their brands. A lot of brands that you're probably familiar with. You could probably go through your neighbor's trash can and find all of Constellation Brands, their various brands, Modelo or Corona, and I don't know. They've got a whole bunch of different brands. But they're a large cap company. Do they pay a dividend? I don't think they do. Otherwise, they pay a 1% dividend. I think I do own it in my growth and income account. This has been a sensational stock. Over the last 10 years, Constellation Brands, STZ, on the New York Stock Exchange has tripled the returns of the market. Why? Just look in your neighbor's trash can. Over the last 10 years, STZ, maybe your trash can, I don't know. Hey, 16.3% per year over the last 10 years while the market's delivered 4.9%. Over the last 5 years, Constellation Brands, between its dividend and capital appreciation, get this, has delivered 49.7% per year. Over the last 3 years, 56.5%, the market's delivered 11.2%, and over the last 12 months, the stock's up 44%. While the S&P is down 3%, this is one of the premier performing stocks in the entire market. Performance grade of A. You know, I can still remember we went on a trip to Phoenix about 3 years ago to watch some spring training games. And on the way, I was on the Fox Business Channel. I went into a studio in Phoenix. And the stock I featured was Constellation Brands because they wanted me, of all people, to talk about the sin stocks. Okay, all right, I'll find a few for you, and I featured Constellation Brands. That stock has soared since I was on with Liz Claman on the Fox Business Channel. They should have me back again. You know, if you've got any pull, write to the Fox Business Channel and say, how come Bill Gunderson's not on there more often? I'm just right across the street from the Fox Studios. I used to go there about once a month or so to do a little blurb. Maybe I've been dodging them. I don't know. Constellation Brands is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. From a valuation point of view, it's not as cheap as it once was, but it's still okay. You know, I'm not going to be selling it here. Out of 4,149 stocks, Constellation Brands comes in at number 49. It's barely even flinched during this sell-off in the market. And it remains a best stock now. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, And I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, so far we've talked about what has the sell-off in the market done to the fundamentals of the market? Nothing. The fundamentals have remained the same, even though the sentiment has soured and there was concern and there was worries that this slowdown in the Chinese economy would spread to the U.S. economy. So far, I haven't seen any impact on earnings estimates for this quarter, next year, for that matter, in the S&P 500. In fact, the latest numbers are that corporate profits in the quarter that just ended, Q2 of 2015, were up 1.3% versus the same quarter last year. We were looking for another negative quarter. It didn't happen. And this quarter that we're now in, Q3 of 15, we're looking for 3.7% growth in corporate earnings this year versus last year. And I think that's going to continue to pick up steam because those two big major factors, the sudden drop in oil, probably behind us for now. I don't know that oil can go much lower. And that sudden rise in the U.S. dollar has really mellowed out for now. It mellowed out back in March of this year. And again, that caused a big hit to earnings in the first quarter of this year. In fact, we had a quarter that was down 7.9% versus the same quarter last year. But I've been saying all along with most other people that watch these kinds of things, that earnings growth would start to pick up again in the second half of 2015. And then along came the China issue, and people, you know, were trying to extrapolate that out and say, what kind of impact will this have on U.S. earnings? And so far, I haven't seen an impact. Of course, I'll be updating my numbers again. You want to check that out every week. That pretty much is the key. That pretty much is the biggest clue we can find that the bull market is coming to an end. A bull market ends with receding earnings on the S&P, receding growth on the U.S. economy. And there are still no signs whatsoever. If you know of one, you can email me, bill@pwstreet.com. Email me a sign that you see that the U.S. is headed into a recession. Okay, I don't find one as I look around. But yet, you know, in the dark days of the market, that just kind of goes out the window. When sentiment and fear grip the market, fundamentals go out the window. And that's pretty much what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 weeks. It's not any fun watching it because we get caught up in it too. It takes down everybody. Some hold up better than others, some stocks, some mutual funds, some ETFs, but for the most part, everything gets caught up in it in one way or another. And as individuals, we all get caught up in it from a sentiment point of view, from an emotional point of view. It's not easy to come to work Monday morning or to be an investor Monday morning and the market's down 1,000 points. Holy cow. Look where we are since that time. We've come up a long ways from that initial 1,000-point drop, which leads me to another subject. I'm done with sell stops. I will never put in another sell stop as long as I live. I've said this before. I'm going to start attending Sell Stops Anonymous. It's a 13-step program that helps people that have this tendency to want to put in a sell stop to protect them. Because you know what happened on Monday? I had about 3 or 4 sell stops in. Because I had a few stocks that were teetering on the brink. When the market goes down 1,000 points, you get taken out right at the bottom, baby. And then the market comes roaring back. And that cost me on 3 stocks. It cost me dearly. Man, I was mad. I'm not putting in automatic sell stops, which is a testament to the fact that you can't do anything robotically or automatically in the market. This whole move towards robots is a huge, huge mistake in my opinion. How do you take the human element out of the market? You can't. So I put in 3 hard stops on about, maybe it was 3 or 4. They all got taken out like 7 points below where they finished the day. Ouch, that hurt. Another lesson learned. Look what happened when the flash crash hit. Everybody who had sell stops got taken out way down at the bottom. So you know what? Just do mental. Just keep it mental. Keep it human. Dealing with machines, running the market, you know, you have an advantage as a human versus the machines. In my opinion, you have a big advantage. All right, let's do another stock here. In fact, this is one of the best emerging biotechs in the entire market. Vertex Pharmaceuticals, the symbol VRTX, which is headquartered in Boston, Massachusetts, which has a pretty good biotech community being close to MIT and Harvard back there. This is a $32 billion company. Vertex Pharmaceuticals develops small molecule drug treatments for hepatitis C, cystic fibrosis, and autoimmune diseases. They're actually looking to be profitable next year with $4.11 in earnings. This is one of the premier performing stocks in the entire market, VRTX. In fact, it's blown away over time. It's even blown away Constellation Brands numbers. I guess Constellation Brands brings on a lot of the maladies that Vertex tries to help with. Over the last 10 years, Vertex has averaged 22% per year. The market's averaged 5%. Constellation Brands has tripled the returns of the market over the last 10 years. Vertex has quadrupled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, Vertex is up 31% per year. Again, this is not a dividend payer. This is a pure growth stock. I have it in my moderate risk profile because it is a large cap stock. It's a $32 billion company. Vertex over the last 3 years has averaged 34% per year. That's capital appreciation. The market's 11.2. And over the last 12 months, Vertex is up 39% while the market's down 3%. That's pretty phenomenal performance. In fact, when I stack Vertex up against all the other companies out there, it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A. Well, valuation gets a little bit tricky, but they are expected to make money next year, which is kind of unusual for a biotech. And here's the good part about this valuation that I currently have on Vertex. It's currently trading at a forward PE of 31, but they're expected to grow by about 30% per year over the next 5 years, which means they've got a PEG ratio right now right around 1.06. Which is very unusual for a high growth company like this in the biotech industry. I like to see performance in stocks. That tells me that they're flourishing, that they're thriving. That eliminates all of these contrarian stocks that people are looking for a bottom on. I continue to hear the guys down the hall at the big blue chip wirehouse firm saying, we've been buying the oil stocks all the way down, and they continue to wait for that rebound. In the meantime, other stocks and other companies continue to flourish in the market, and Vertex would be one of those. Now, having said this, the biotech industry is pretty weak right now, pretty soft. I got rid of almost all of my smaller biotech stocks. Vertex is one that has held up just fine, and it's one that I continue to own because it has the combination of those two big characteristics in the market, one being performance, relative strength, and the other being valuation. Vertex, out of 4,149, is one of the 88 stocks right now that is currently still a best stock now. Vertex comes in at number 35 out of 4,149. Not a recommendation, I just give examples here. There's best stocks now, there's worst stocks now, there's the good, there's the bad, there's the ugly. I try to stay from the ugly, and I try to stay in the good camp. And I try to find the best ones in the good camp, and right now Vertex fits that bill. I never make any one stock more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. That's what Vertex currently is. It is a stock that we own at Gunderson Capital Management, and it is a stock that's held up just fine during this whole market meltdown, attempted market meltdown that we've had. Vertex Pharmaceutical, VRTX, on the NASDAQ. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll begin work on this weekend's newsletter, which back on March 23rd of 2009 said, you know what, a new bull market has been born. And that was a horrible, horrible bear market that ensued back in 2007, 2008. The good news is that was the year I was working on my app. The app was invented during a bear market. So there's a lot of, there's a lot of formulas in there, and there's a lot of analysis in there that applies to help folks avoid the next bear market. Because that bear market took 53% out of folks' hides. You've seen what 10% does to people now. Imagine what 53% would do to people. Well, I can't make any promises or any guarantees, but I'm going to do everything I can possibly do through my newsletter to try to protect you during a time like that. But what I can say is over the last 6 years and 20 weeks, every single threat that's come along to the market, and this is one of the worst ones, this is probably the most severe one I've seen. Every single time the newsletter on Friday or on Saturday morning has said that the bull market is still intact, to hang in there. And the market has tripled from those levels. But there will come a time, obviously, when the bull market comes to an end. That time has not hit yet. Nor do I see that time yet on the horizon. It really comes down to the earnings of the S&P 500 and the growth in the U.S. economy, both of which continue to head upwards. Bull markets are not caused by economies that continue to expand and earnings that continue to grow. But at some point in time, that will all come to a screeching halt and will start heading down again. So you better get on board every single week. I send out that newsletter. It's really about a 12-hour project. When all is said and done, when all of the model portfolios are updated, they've held up pretty well, rather well during all of this. They've weathered the storm. And now they're getting a big boost these last couple of days. I've done some buying this week. You're going to see about five or six new stocks in the newsletter this weekend that I picked up during the dips that I saw as bargains when the market pulled back. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters every single weekend to people all over the world. And again, you can get on board at pwstreet.com. We've had a lot of requests here the last couple of weeks for the newsletter, which tells me people aren't getting very good guidance by watching CNBC or by reading the Wall Street Journal or Barron's or whatever source you use to get your guidance from. I try to be very specific. I try to give an honest appraisal of things. I let you know what I'm doing. I get right down into the individual names that I own, totally transparent. And you can also see what kind of results we've produced using the Best Stocks Now methodology. We manage a lot of money here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's a big responsibility that I take very seriously. We've got financial planners, we've got research people, we've got paperwork people. We have a fun crew. I mean, really, if you want to call up and talk to some fun people, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. But in the end, I'm the guy who makes the final decisions after very careful and thorough analysis on what we're going to add to our portfolios, what we're going to delete from our portfolios, how we're going to protect our portfolios, how we're going to maximize those portfolios. Because when the sun is shining, you better make hay. Pretty soon the sun will not be shining. Luckily, it's been shining now for the last 6 years and 20 weeks. And our firm has grown considerably during that time. We're right in the center of San Diego. The one of the tallest buildings in downtown San Diego, on the same floor with many, with the, one of the biggest brokerage firms in the world. And we continue to grow here at Gunderson Capital Management. We're going to continue to do the best research and analysis of the market that we can possibly do. We're going to cut through the emotion, cut that aside, get through the emotion, get down to the numbers. But at the same time, when things start to turn, protect on the downside. You got to protect your 401k rollover. You got to protect your IRA. You got to protect your Roth. You got to protect your trust accounts. You got to protect your joint accounts. We manage all of those kinds of accounts. My job is twofold: to protect on the downside and to make as much money as I can, at least attempt to, when times are good, when the market's going right. So anyways, our website, PW Street, which is going to be changed here soon. We're going to unveil a new website, GundersonCapital.com. It's going to have some pretty pictures. Maybe we'll put a picture of Rob Stuna on the photo page. I don't know. We'll see what kind of pictures go on there. But for now, it's still PWStreet.com. My old radio show was Positively Wall Street, which I liked. Named after a Bob Dylan song. Well, now we're Best Stocks Now, because the app, the newsletter, it all ties together. BestStocksNowApp.com is where you can look up your stock to see whether it's a buy, sell, or hold, and the reason why. It comes down to performance, valuation, and the stock chart. All three of those planets have to be in line. And that narrows the field way, way down. As I said, 88 stocks today qualify as best stocks now. And many of them are stocks that I've owned for quite some time, and I'd have no problem buying still at this point in time. But there's a lot of duds out there. There's a lot of mediocrity in the market. And those are the areas that I continue to avoid. In the market, those are the worst stocks now, the worst sectors now, the worst indexes now, the worst mutual funds now. Those can really, really be detrimental to your portfolio. It's better to be on the sunny side of the street than the shady side of the street. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.